756-3744.
Tonight, hope you're making some big plans to celebrate in style on the 4th of July, or just kicking back in your backyard and watching the cheap fireworks over the fence. Sometimes you're lucky and you have that perfect view at your house. Wherever the fireworks are being set off, you can see them just by looking up. I actually almost have that. I just have to go a few streets down. But I think I'm catching a ball game. So I hope that's on tap for you and you're spending some time with family. Don't know in Washington if they're going to actually get to go home. Maybe there's no recess for those on the Hill who can't seem to come up with an agreement when it comes to the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling that has come due, in other words, if we don't raise it, by August 2nd to be exact. May was really D-Day. May is when we ran out of what we needed, meaning money. So how much the government will take in and have to pay out on any given day in August is a mystery. But will they have enough cash on hand to make a $29 billion interest payment to investors on August 15th, that is the question. And the bottom line is this. If you think it's not going to touch you, think again. The warning signs are everywhere. First, here's what Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, had to say about the budget. Maybe not. He's silent. So that tells it all. Nobody can come to an agreement, and he thinks it's a bad deal. So that's the thing. He called it shameful. So I'll speak for him. He said it was shameful that they can't come to some kind of agreement that is coming to a head, among other things. And mostly, it's just the back and forth. But how will you pay? Ultimately, how does the middle guy end up footing the bill? And that's what's happening. Here's what will happen. A delay in raising the debt ceiling will affect that trip that you make to the mailbox to get the Social Security check because it won't be there. If you're on food stamps, same thing. You're going to have problems there. If you're a federal worker, you're going to have problems. If you're a military worker, in other words, if you're in the military, you're going to have problems. You're going to have problems if you fall into any of those categories. And this sounds very familiar. But the Bipartisan Policy Center, which is a think tank in D.C. founded by four Dems and several Republican Senate majority leaders, that's exactly what they're saying. Here's where the regular folk get jammed up in this thing. And they don't realize it. The government reached the legal borrowing limit on May 16th and has been taking what they're calling extraordinary measures since then to keep the country out of default. So now there's heavy talk of not going back for the 4th of July and getting it done. Staying on the Hill and getting it done. I don't know, when does that happen? Usually, there's some last-minute maneuvering, and there's some kind of a deal. Usually. Do I really think they're going to work through the 4th of July? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do that. So that means somebody's going to have to come up with something. You know, the prevalent thought is, well, listen, we can't keep spending money like drunken sailors. We can't keep bleeding the way we are and not getting back into the black and borrowing trillions more. And I agree, but there has to be maybe the payment on the interest, something, so that people who are just getting their Social Security checks and need them, or military families who need their checks, are going to get them. I mean, that's ridiculous. How does it always end up that those are the people that pay the price for this? Because it's convenient. That's when people start to complain, when they realize, whoa, are you kidding me? You mean I'm the one who's not going to get paid if you don't do this? I'm not going to get my check in the mail? How is that? How is that possible? What did I do? I wasn't the one who borrowed, and didn't pay back, and just consistently spent the money. So the narrative has changed somewhat. And the president had his press conference talking about the economic stimulus as part of debt reduction, as part of that deal. So does he have any room whatsoever to maneuver? Does he have any juice left on the other side, not just with the Democrats, to shake the trees and make something happen in a bipartisan way? The White House says that the president's motives haven't always been portrayed correctly. So Obama did one of his Wednesday pressers where he talked about the economy and the debt ceiling. His remarks were pretty easy to understand, saying that there was an effort by the White House to change several things. The primary goal of any debt or deficit reduction deal, as he was saying, has to be first creating an economic environment that would spur growth. Really, you think so? We've been talking about trying to spur growth from the beginning of his presidency. So progressives don't like that. Like this, they think it's flawed, because how could slashing trillions of dollars from the budget over the next decade help the 14 million Americans who are currently underemployed? So they're not happy. The Republicans certainly wouldn't be happy with what the president is talking about. The president offered what he called a little mini preview of how congressional Democrats might agree to a debt ceiling bill, saying that they might not philosophically support. He said that they should be comfortable attacking stimulus measures to a debt ceiling deal, to attach it to that. So even if those measures would increase the deficit in the short term, if there were steps that were short-term steps that could reduce the amount of cash in the Treasury, but the long-term means that you're growing at 3.5% instead of a percent less, then the ideas are worth exploring. And the support would be education, research, development, innovation, infrastructure, and that would be included in the debt ceiling package. Ugh, when we start using the words like package and stimulus, to me, it just seems a way to bury things and confuse people as to really what you're doing. I don't think so. I don't think that this group works through 4th of July, but I don't think they get anything done either. Stay with us. There's some other things that are shaking around the nation and the world. The water cooler buzz on the flip side.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Stars and Stripes, baby. Can't you just hear this all day long? 4th of July and 4th of July weekend. Wishing you and yours a safe and happy one from all of us at America Tonight. That includes the rest of the crew. Donovan Madsen, of course, doing a fabulous job as always. And Matt Johnson and myself, Kate Delaney. It's interesting, in thinking of what we're talking about with this political punching back and forth, and will Congress stay through the 4th of July weekend? Doubtful. What also we're seeing happen is, in kind of a rant, because that's more what it was like when the president ripped into Congress on the Wednesday press conference for failing to reach an agreement to raise the $14.3 trillion debt ceiling as that deadline is approaching. He urged, you know, he's been pushing, urging, doing whatever. He basically verbally spanked the lawmakers by saying that, you know, his two daughters managed to do their homework ahead of time. But you don't see that in Capitol Hill because it's nothing but gridlock. And he said if the United States can't pay its bills, if it defaults, then the consequences for the U.S. economy will be significant and unpredictable, and it's not a good thing because we don't know how the capital markets will react. And there is truth to that. You don't know how the markets are going to react when the U.S. defaults on loans. Now, they could pay the interest, which would be something that I believe they could manage to do. But what was interesting, and I think where he came up short, is it's interesting, he said, you know, we won't buy this car, we won't take this vacation, but he's saying Congress doesn't say that. Congress takes their vacations. And he said, we're the greatest nation on earth and we can't act that way. So this needs to get settled. And he responded to suggestions by people like John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, that the August 2nd deadline that was set by the Treasury was artificial, and the president says, no, that's not true. It has to happen by August 2nd. So more maneuvering. You heard our patriotic music, and there's also a reason that we played the patriotic music, because it is the 4th of July weekend, and we have these lame politicos in front of us from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on down to a lot on the Hill. I thought, you know what? Who ultimately, of all the politicians, dead or alive, would you pin as being patriotic, the most patriotic to you? And you know what I'm going to say? He had his faults. My favorite is the third president of the United States, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. Who would that be? Thomas Jefferson. All the way through the Continental Congress when he was repping Virginia, then governor of Virginia, and all the flack he took for various stands that he believed in. I think Thomas Jefferson, in fact, I don't think, I know, he, to me, is the biggest patriot. He favored states' rights. He favored a limited federal government. Oh, what foresight. And he supported the separation of church and state. He was also the author of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. And he had, at the time, revolutionary ideas on individual religious freedom and protection from the government that a lot of scholars at Harvard and other Ivy League schools are now looking at. And I have to say, when I look back in history or when I think of a patriot, I think of Thomas Jefferson. And I like the stances that he made. I like the fact that this guy, in a way, was a Renaissance man of his time. And he made some smooth moves. When he was the president, he negotiated the Louisiana Purchase. He sent for the Lewis and Clark Expedition to go out to the New World, the new territories, if you will, and look out further west. And, you know, he was smart. He was smart in the way he negotiated. I have a feeling that Thomas Jefferson didn't take a lot of grief. He would not be dancing around over and over and over again with the debt ceiling. So he's my patriot. Who's yours? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. So you're a TJ fan, huh?
Oh, big time.
Wasn't he? Was he a slave owner?
Was he a what?
Slave owner.
He was a slave owner, and of course, you know that there were things about Jefferson's personal life. He had, you know, the wife, and then he also fathered another child because he had a relationship with Sally Hemings. And the people say that it's believed that he had maybe six kids with her. But yeah, but no, I still think it's Jefferson.
Who's yours?
Who's yours?
Oh, I've never really pondered the question too much, though. But I mean, my favorite president of all time has been Lincoln. So I just think the stuff that he went through at the time that he was going through it, you know, and it just was fitting that, you know, he completed his calling / job, whatever you want to call it, you know, by getting America through the Civil War. And then right away he was, you know, it's kind of like, well, you're not needed anymore on this earth. Let's move on to the next life, you know, because he was taken away from us so fast after the war, you know. But in any case, though, especially for somebody who never really was intellectually that bright, I mean, you know, scholastically speaking, you know, and so I've always been a big fan of his. But him and Kennedy have always been two of my favorites. So I didn't care for Kennedy's morals, but, you know, he really spoke from, from a heart, you know, what he really believed. He just put it out there, you know. Anyway, so, hey, by the way, now, Kate, you got to give those congressmen a break. Come on, they're there working 65 hours a week like me and you and, yeah, come on, they need their vacation. I mean, it's that half of them don't show up to vote half the time. Come on.
That's it.
They're working hard. So.
Yeah, they're working hard on avoiding the votes.
Yeah. Jeez, these guys are unbelievable, Kate. I'm telling you. Hey, Kate, I'll give you the best solution for getting us out of the jam we're in with the economy and getting the debt ceiling and all that done. It's real simple. Obama needs to resign. So.
Are you kidding me? That's not happening.
Well, I know, but the point is here, Kate, you know, as you look at this man wants to, the only one he points to raising money from is the rich. So why would fewer wealthy, Kate, and you got a guy who wants to take more of your money away to give the indigents, but anyways, people that don't pay taxes, would you want this just be spending lots of money left and right and supporting the economy?
No.
So you know what happens every time a Democrat comes into the presidency, Kate? Half the oil fields in Wyoming shut down. Half the gas fields shut down, you know. And why? Because they're just not, the stuff ain't going to go anywhere. It's going to stay in the ground. But they're just not going to be supporting a guy who wants to turn around and tax them. Why would you? You know, and I remember I told you back in the summer of 09, 6 months into his presidency, I bought a house. Remember I told you that? Saratoga Springs, and it's a real nice house and everything, and told you what a great deal I got on it and everything.
Yeah.
Well, here we are 2 years later, Kate, and guess what? People are still getting those good deals, you know? I mean, now we're expecting, I thought we'd hit rock bottom then with the real estate market. Maybe it was turning around. Everybody kept saying, oh, it's about to turn around. It's going to turn around. And well, guess what? 2 years later, it hasn't turned around. That's because the economy hasn't turned around, Kate. You're exactly right. It's going just like it was since 07.
Absolutely.
And he's done nothing to help things go on the way except put this country almost $4 trillion further in debt. I want to know where that money's coming from, where it went, you know, because that's an astronomical amount of money. You talk about TJ would never have put up with us being this much in debt. I don't even think they knew what the number trillion meant back then.
they didn't have anything. There's no abacus or counter or anything that went up that high. There's no way they would have ever, ever let that happen. I agree with you 100%, Don. 800-259-5791, your favorite patriot, if you want to throw in on the debt ceiling, what should be done there. Certainly, opinions are always welcome here on America Tonight.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a subtle line of breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Hey, coming up around the bend here during this hour of America Tonight, another edition of We Can Count. It is rapidly becoming one of your favorite segments, I can tell by all the letters I get. It'll include this time around an earthquake in Japan. Boy, they don't like the earth shaking at all. Can you blame them there? Also, this breast cancer fund that raised $9 million sounds good, but could be a sham. Not good for the business of raising money. Plus, something got in the way at JFK on the runways. In case you haven't heard what, I will tell you. But before that, we invite you to join us on the overnight highway for water cooler conversation, the buzz that it is. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, if the USA and Canada, et cetera, can't even keep the capital city of Afghanistan safe with all the billions and billions of dollars we're pumping into the military operation in Afghanistan, what makes us think we can win that war? How many times does Kabul have to go kaboom before we finally learn something?
We can't win that war.
Pardon me?
We can't win that war.
We cannot.
Nope, we cannot win that war.
Yeah, because you cannot fight against people who want to be killed. when you're fighting the Taliban and Al Qaeda, whatever they're called, the Muslim terrorists that are fighting against us over there, they want us to kill them. You can't fight people who want to be killed and they refuse to wear uniforms. They don't wear uniforms, do they?
No.
No, they don't wear uniforms. So they look like everybody else. You don't know who the hell they are. They just look like every other Afghani citizen over there. And they think it's an honor and a privilege for us to kill them. So you can't fight people like that. It's and 6 months after the USA and Canada and Great Britain and all. Is it NATO? Is that a NATO operation or a UN operation? I keep forgetting.
NATO.
It's NATO operation. Okay, NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah.
Well, when I went to school, I don't think the North Atlantic runs down the middle of Afghanistan, does it? What the hell is NATO doing in Afghanistan in the first place?
Again, the idea is the Allied troops, the helping, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Part of it. I mean, yeah, it's a broad. I mean, I love how you said whatever, but that's what it is. NATO is just a broad umbrella. So you are right in that sense. It's a broad umbrella.
6 months after the USA and Canada leave, it'll go back to the way it was before. I mean, Alexander the Great couldn't change it. The British in 1859, 1858, 150 years ago couldn't change it. Russia couldn't change it.
Yeah.
You can't change Afghanistan because there's too many tribes and they're all over. You don't know where the hell they are. It's like fighting mosquitoes. I mean, how many cities? I don't know what's. You're in Dallas, right? Does Dallas have a mosquito problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you honestly think we're going to eradicate mosquitoes?
No.
I don't think so. So, I mean, it's like fighting mosquitoes. They're all over the place, and they want to be killed. The mosquitoes seem to enjoy being killed because every mosquito I killed, they don't say anything when you kill them, so they must like being killed. So it's impossible. And also, I'll leave you on a real light note. Have you ever met Gene Simmons from KISS, the rock group KISS?
It's funny you ask me that. I met him briefly when he was in town for the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, he's married to a girl from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. He married Shannon Tweed.
Yeah.
And she was Playmate of the Year in 1982. I mean, she's a day older than God, but she was Playmate of the Year in 1982. And our beloved mayor up here has named a street after her. It's called Shannon Tweed Drive. In honor of her, she's been in 54 movies that nobody's ever. I don't know. Have you ever met anybody who's ever seen a Shannon Tweed movie?
No,
I never have.
No.
She's been in 54 movies, probably porno flicks. I don't know what she's ever been in, but they named a street after her because they think it's going to increase tourism. It's, I phoned my alderman or my city councilor, and I said, our street map, the 2012 street map for my city, is going to have a centerfold in it. When you open up the street map, there'll be a centerfold. There'll be a naked photograph of our mayor. And I don't. If you want to get a laugh, just Google Saskatoon, the mayor of Saskatoon. The guy weighs about 400 pounds. And, maybe we should have a centerfold in our city map. It's absolutely crazy. Like Joni Mitchell, the folk singer, you've heard of Joni Mitchell, right?
Sure.
She's from Saskatoon. She went to high school and elementary. She wasn't born here, but she went to. And I don't think there's a street name. I looked up in the thing. I couldn't find a street named after Joni Mitchell. So they diss Joni Mitchell and they name a street after a Playmate of the Year. I'll tell you. You know, this is our politicians are even crazier than yours.
Touche. What a note to end on. That was a mouthful. Thanks, Al. crazier. I don't know. Flip a coin. Flip any kind of coin you want, too, by the way. Heads I win, tails you lose. Somebody figure that out. If you figure it out, borrow it and use it on somebody when you've got a bet going on. Would you have thought that Congressman Anthony Weiner, the former congressman, can still get into the House gym? He resigned from Congress a week ago because of all the Twitter nonsense. And now he can still enjoy whatever the perks are in the nation's capital for the rest of his life. So he gets a pension that's worth maybe $1 million over the next couple of decades. He'll also have access to the House gym. Remember those photos were taken there. He can use the Library of Congress. He can eat in the House restaurant facilities that they have there. He can park on the House side of the Capitol if there's space. And it's interesting. He can also, if he wanted to, he could be afforded floor privileges, which I didn't realize that. Here's what I heard on Weiner. He's missing politics after such a short time already, wants to run for his office again once there's a special election. You got to be kidding me. The cojones on this guy. I mean, we're talking about a guy who has no resignation on just going back at it again. He resigned after admitting to sending those photos over the internet to, porn stars and blackjack dealers and a woman with a child in Texas. Crazy things. That whole thing was crazy. And thank goodness Wienergate's over, because it's not that I want to go there, except for, isn't it interesting? He's got the beefy pension, gets to use the house gym, gets the perks. The perks don't go away whether you're embarrassed or not. And he resigned, so he still has carte blanche when it comes to that. This kind of seems crazy, doesn't it? You know how it is when you're at a job and then you leave it and you had that big gym that you were going to, 24-hour fitness or whatever it was that you got the free membership to? You don't get to keep the free membership. Oh, if you're only a congressperson, you could use the best gym that there is. Then you could take pictures in that gym. Oh, still hard to believe that he was just that stupid. And I wonder if he will show his face in Washington and use the gym and do all that. I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. I think he's hiding away in New York. That's what I think. I don't see a comeback out of Wiener, but some people believe that's exactly what will happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Hey, I have to give you a heads up on this thing, because we always talk about, we're fascinated by hurricanes and tropical storms. The first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is named, of course, Arlene, moving toward Mexico and the Gulf side, Central Gulf Coast, and they're talking about floods and mudslides. It could become a weak hurricane before hitting land north of the Gulf Coast. But there is a warning that they're monitoring the storm and preparing for possible flooding. And this is, of course, the U.S. central nervous system. Nervous is the right word. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami. Rain fell a little bit ahead of time, so they wanted to warn everybody else, look out, this could be happening to you. Pay attention to where we're going with the weather. The Mexican government even posted a hurricane watch from a tourist area to Veracruz State. It shifted a tropical storm warning from the Veracruz fishing village down to Palma Sola. I don't know. There is something very exciting about living on the coast, if you went to a Costa Rica or any of those other places, but the one thing you would have to tangle with would be the element of the hurricane. Having your house locked up like a drum, you know, storm shutters, all that sort of stuff, which cost a fortune. And then what do they really do if a powerful hurricane's coming through? It's going to take that house down regardless. I don't care what shutters you have on. And if you're dealing with water rushing up and coming over, same thing. There are some precautions you can take, but there's no guarantee on that. So Tropical Storm Arlene moving toward Mexico in the Gulf. It is the first storm of the season. Started to pick up speed, bringing the possibility of those awful mudslides and floods possibly slamming in to the USA. Oh, let's hope Tropical Storm Arlene just dissipates. I'm voting for dissipation. Just disappear and dissipate. Coming up, we can count.
you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stopping this edition of We Can Count, a magnitude 5.4 earthquake rattling and rolling. All those nervous people in central Japan. Seven are hurt that they know of. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake slammed into Nagano, about 105 miles northwest of Tokyo, 2.5 miles deep, so not incredibly deep. No tsunami issue was warning. The Nagano Fire Department said seven people were injured, but none in critical condition. That's the good news. Japan, of course, is located on the Ring of Fire, as we all know, and arc of volcanoes and fault lines span the Pacific Basin, and they're slammed by quakes. It's horrible. They're still reeling from the 9.0 earthquake and tsunami back in the beginning of March that left 22,000 people dead or missing in northeastern Japan. So seven injured, but 5.4 on the Richter scale. That's the number for the earthquakes. Moving on to this tour boat that abandoned a snorkeler who happened to be from the U.S. on the Australian reef. What happened to all the pleasant folks down under? What happened to shrimp on the bobby? Should I put another shrimp on the barbie for you? That's not what they were doing here. In Sydney, the Australian safety officials said that they were investigating a dive boat company that accidentally left a tourist behind. How do you leave him behind? Was he that unmemorable? They were snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef. So that's pretty significant. That's a horrible accident waiting to happen. So it forced the panicked man to swim to another boat for help. He was panicked. The spokesperson for the company denied that Ian Cole was ever in danger, but the incident drew comparisons to a case of Americans, Tom and Eileen Lonergan, who died back in 98 after their tour boat left while they were scuba diving on the reef. And what they think happened to them, they don't even know. They either drowned or were eaten by sharks. That's nice. So the guy that was left behind, 28 years old, Ian Cole. He was snorkeling. He lifted his head out of the water, realized his tour boat was nowhere in sight. Ooh, that would be a panicky feeling, wouldn't it? Because you'd probably be tired. Forget about the whole shark thing. Think about the tired thing. So he did hitch a ride on another boat. And it's interesting, I didn't realize this was such a big deal, but there have been a handful of reef tourists who are adrift. Something happens. In 2008, a British diver and his American girlfriend became lost. They were surfaced from a dive on the reef, found themselves away from the dive boat. What do you do? What do you do? Panic, panic, panic. They were rescued by a helicopter after spending 19 hours in the water. Oh, I'd be more than upset over that. 19 hours in the water. Thinking in the back of your head the crazy thoughts about sharks or whatever. So if you got money, how much does the money, what does the money really do for you? And the answer is, not that much. Not that much. There's all kinds of pandemonium and chaos and clashes going on in Greece. And to try to curb that, the Greek lawmakers have approved a key austerity bill to avert default next month. $40 billion. In Athens, they are rioting in the streets. The protest has turned into that. I mean, they're just flat out rioting in the streets. So, a bill has to be passed Thursday for the government to secure the money, but the bill to cut spending and raise taxes by $40 billion over the next 5 years would raise $70 billion in privatization over the same time period has provoked widespread outrage, coming just a year off of deep cuts that have public sector salaries slashed, pensions cut, and unemployment rising to above 16%. So somebody is fooling with themselves on these numbers. Somebody is manipulating the numbers without a doubt. Without a doubt, they're doing that. And with our own personal situation, we don't want to see that happen. Because once you get, that's a slippery slope. Once you go down that road, there's no way out of the rabbit hole. There's not too many people that can pick you up and pull you out of the rabbit hole. This is just a sick, sad story, but police are talking about the fact that a man dumped his 4-year-old son by the highway, seemingly to just get rid of him. He abandoned him in West Texas, and he spent several hours alone in the dark before somebody passing by picked him up. 22-year-old Carlos Rico stopped his car and ushered him in and took the kid for help. Said that he was thrown out like a bag of garbage. Like a bag of garbage. How sad is that? Oh, I don't get it. How do you do that? And they say that the doctors removed 500 cactus spines from his body. He was in state's custody. 4 years old. 500 cactus needles. Just awful. And this guy was driving from Lubbock to Saginaw when he abandoned his kid. Then they took him into custody. So they found him. They got him. That's the silver lining, I guess, in a very sad story. Oh, the poor kid, 4 years old, and that's how he gets treated. Let's hope that he gets out of that family, which it looks like, and gets into a better, more nurturing situation. So we move on. We can count to this story, The Voice winner. Did you watch The Voice? They get a record deal and a 100,000 first prize. That's pretty good. Walk away with the record. I mean, that's what they're all striving for. Walk away with the record deal and walk away with the prize. 100 G's. Nice. For your appearance. I like it. I like it. Good for them. Bravo. But what they didn't say, and I'm curious, is where does the money come from? And maybe the person doesn't really want that out there, so there's no hard and fast rule on this one. Coming up on America Tonight, a reminder, a programming note, if you will allow me to have these few minutes. Don't forget, we have our cheap movie review on our next America Tonight show. Also, who you think is a patriot. I can't believe you're not blowing out the phone lines already is to tell me who your favorite patriot is. Davy Crockett. Dirty Harry. Pick a name, almost any name, and plug in the right guy, and it'll almost do. Dirty Harry, boy, there's the cop you need to be profiling your passengers who are coming in. Not too many people would mess around, I think, with him. I don't think so. Also coming up, don't forget, next week we are giving away the leather jacket. Finally, we're giving away the leather jacket on the mail. Maybe you will be the lucky winner. And we've got some exciting sponsors coming on board with America Tonight. In the next couple of weeks, I'll have prizes and whatnot that we'll be able to award some people for some interesting feats. So if you qualify for that, if you qualify for a straight-up call, you might qualify for the other. You might qualify. And there you just need the brushes with fame. You need to submit them to americatonight.net. Click on the email. Send it to me. And you'll be thrown in a hat along with other people. If your name is drawn, you have won, my friends, the Evel Knievel replica jacket. And it is so spot on, you would not believe it. I mean, spot on to what he used to wear. And you'll have your own. Such a sweet jacket. In fact, I'm going to show it off next week. We'll show it off next week. We'll give it away on Wednesday. Give it away on Wednesday. It was Tom Jefferson who liked the idea of smaller federal government, bigger states' rights. I think it still holds up today, particularly in this climate.